Welcome to the Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So Coinbase just announced it cut its AI spend by nearly half, even as its token usage grew exponentially. This isn't about using less AI, it's about a new era of token engineering. Their strategy involves smarter routing to cheaper defaults, cache-aware prompts, and keeping context really lean. Meanwhile, SemiAnalysis reported its token spend hits an astonishing 30% of employee compensation. And you know Nikesh Arora from Palo Alto Networks? He's warning labs that high token pricing is going to push enterprises to open source, urging frontier labs to forward price tokens now to unlock real experimentation. It's all about using the right token on the right model at the right time with the right cache. And here's where it gets interesting. This whole drive to optimize tokens and costs actually connects to something even bigger, the idea of context as the new lock-in. Anthropic's Claude Tag, which lets you tag Claude as a teammate in Slack or Microsoft Teams, is being hailed as a third major redesign of LLM user interface. But some observers are calling it a Trojan horse. It integrates AI so deeply into your company's coordination layer, remembering threads, connecting tools, acting like a coworker, that the real lock-in isn't the model itself, it's your company's context. This context lock-in shifts economic value to the AI vendor, effectively allowing them to write your company back from them. The counter strategy? Rent the best intelligence from whoever is best this month, but own the context layer. Which actually leads us to another major theme this week, the hardware squeeze. DRAM and HBM, that's high bandwidth memory, are now the most important bottleneck in AI infrastructure. Micron just reported its entire 2026 supply is already sold out, forecasting 86% gross margins. This scarcity is driving up the cost of compute across the board. Building a 1-gigawatt terrestrial data center now costs around $60 billion. That's $35 billion for NVIDIA semiconductors and $25 billion for power and cooling. This has sparked a surge of interest in modular megapod data centers capable of 90-day build cycles and even speculative orbital compute, which could be $20 billion cheaper for a gigawatt than terrestrial options. The takeaway for founders here is that compute pricing is getting volatile and locking in capacity is becoming critical. Now, speaking of model optionality, there's news that Google DeepMind is experiencing ongoing talent departures with more senior researchers reportedly leaving. Simultaneously, Gemini 3.5 Pro, which was initially expected in June, is now delayed to July. It's undergoing tweaking based on early tester feedback for real-world coding use cases. This comes as Chinese open-weight models like GLM 5.2 are rapidly closing the gap, with one report noting that GLM 5.2 has surpassed Google's Gemini models in specific areas like coding and long context work. This really reinforces the idea that you want to be able to swap out models to get the best intelligence, but you need to maintain control over your own data and context.
And when you're deploying these new AI agents, how do you even trust them? Enterprise adoption of AI agents is stalling on a basic gap. There's no auditable standard for is this agent safe enough to deploy. The Artificial Intelligence Underwriting Company, or AIUC, is borrowing the playbook that made other risky technologies insurable, like cyber insurance. A flywheel of standards, then audits, then insurance. The hard part is that every agentic system is non-deterministic. It's jailbreakable and can hallucinate under enough pressure. So a 100% spotless audit is impossible. Chasing one just makes the agent so dumb it can't do the job. The model is to mitigate the critical vulnerabilities, like P0 and P1, and then disclose the residual risk honestly. So for this week, here's a thought. When you're talking to founders, ask them, how much of your team's institutional knowledge, those undocumented decisions, the exception pass, the answers buried in old chat threads, is now flowing into third-party AI agents, and who actually owns that data? Get them thinking about whose moat they're really building. And this is where our play comes in. We want to help founders own their context layer while staying model optional. You can position the Gemini Enterprise Agent Platform, or GEAP, as the neutral substrate that lets a founder capture the upside of agents without handing their company's memory to a single model vendor. The pitch isn't a product. It's rent the best intelligence each month, but own the context underneath it. Here's how that works on Google Cloud. First, land the context layer. Get the customer's documents, tickets, code, and chat history into BigQuery plus a managed RAG, or Retrieval Augmented Generation, store on GEAP, all governed by their own IAM and Dataplex catalog. The data and access control stay theirs, inspectable, permissioned, and portable. Second, make models swappable on top of it. Serve Gemini, Claude, and cost-optimized open-weight models like Gemma from the platform's model garden behind one interface, so the team can route each task to the best model this month. Third, engineer that token bill down. use provision throughput for predictable agent loops, context caching so they stop repaying for the same context on every call, and the batch API for non-interactive jobs. These are the same token engineering levers behind Coinbase's 50% cut. And commercially, this is great for AWS Bedrock to GEAP migrations. Same frontier models, lower switching cost, and committed use terms sized to the customer's real workload mix. It's a fascinating time where the cost of AI is as strategic as its capability. The battleground is shifting from raw model power to efficient token use and secure context ownership. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.